KDWB Earl Trout.
My very own big time summer reruns coming on with the big music first. And we're gonna be united, baby. Hey, if you're a high school graduate, the Army has a career with a future for you, so join the Army now, preferably ours.
Wilmer, Wilmer Sports Cycle Center. Wilmer, Wilmer Sports Cycle Center. Wilmer, Wilmer Sports Cycle Center. Drive 100 miles, save $100, Mr. Cycle Ed Webb, at Wilmer Sports Cycle Center, 2.5 miles north of Wilmer on Highways 23 and 71.
The Yamaha TwinJet 100 sells in the Twin Cities for $499. Buy at Wilmer Sports Cycle Center for $399. Drive 100, save 100.
The Yamaha 250 Catalina sells in the Twin Cities for $695. Buy from Wilmer Sports Cycle Center for $5.95. Drive 100, save 100.
The Yamaha Big Bear Scrambler 250 sells in the Twin Cities for $7.25. Buy from Wilmer Sports Cycle Center for $6.25. Drive 100, save 100.
Wilmer Sports Cycle Center open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 9, Sundays 1 to 5 p.m., featuring all models, all colors, all styles in stock. Ready for immediate delivery and all delivery anywhere, including the Twin Cities.
A complete line of parts and accessories and service on all models, plus complete financing and easy terms, plus the biggest cycle tire supply in the state.
For more bike info, call Mr. Cycle and Web at area code 612-235-5446 in Wilmer.
These tremendous bargains are also available at the Sports Cycle Center in Marshall, Minnesota on West Main Road.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, Harry. Home from the zoo so early.
Yeah.
Why don't you sit down and relax? So swing on your rubber tire for a while and I'll prepare dinner.
Ah, thank you, honey. Hey, honey, have you heard about this gorilla milk?
Gorilla milk? Yeah, Chimp told me about it
last week. Really, is that a milk?
No, honey, it's an instant breakfast that's made with milk, and I understand it's very good.
Why, yes, why gorilla milk? Why don't they call it dog milk or chicken milk? Why are you always picking on us?
Oh, I don't know, Harry. I'm kind of proud of it.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It is pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it is. Oh, Harry, I know what's on your mind. You're going to say the kids are going to go ape for it. Oh, Harry, you're so corny.
You go ape with gorilla milk. Get in shape with gorilla milk. A glass in the morning and you swing all day. If you get your fill of gorilla milk.
It's Harry.
Gorilla Milk Club membership cards available to all Applebaum food stores.
KDWB Dream.
ELT 3 at 628. Whipping that dirty water sound all over you, baby love.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my town.
Love that dirty water.
Have you ever been on the stretch? Love that dirty
water. This is KDWB St. Paul, where the music keeps coming on.
The Shondells, one of those heard first heavyweights, went to number one on Radio 63 first.
It is unlikely that you will see in a lifetime or you will experience in the year's most explosive double bill, the Carpetbaggers and Nevada Smith. The Carpetbaggers, torn from the scalding pages of Harold Robbins' shocking bestseller. Joseph E. Levine presents The Carpetbaggers, starring George Peppard, Alan Ladd, Martha Heyer, and Carol Baker as Rena Marlowe. Then it's Smith, Nevada Smith, now a name, soon a legend. Joseph E. Levine presents Nevada Smith, starring Steve McQueen, Carl Malden, Brian Keith, Arthur Kennedy, and Suzanne Plachette. See the year's biggest double bill experience. The Carpetbaggers and Nevada Smith.
See The Carpetbaggers and Nevada Smith, now showing at a Twin City Drive-In Theater near you. Look in your backyard. It might be there. Look, quick.
That's the sound of Suzuki Town in your town of St. Cloud.
That's right. If you live in the St. Cloud area, we've got good news for you. Suzuki Town has a complete line of Suzukis just waiting for you, including the Suzuki 500, the Suzuki T305, or that fab little jewel, the Colt 50. Suzuki Town is also well known for their friendly and complete service for your bike. If you're looking for a used machine, look to Suzuki Town. That's Suzuki Town in your town of St. Cloud. Located on Highway 52 across from the Crossroads Shopping Center. Open every night till 9.
It's 6:35 in the Twins. From the Hollywood Bowl, Royal
Brown Cola presents Dino, Desi, and Billy.
Escape! Come over to Royal Crown Cola. It's a mad, 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 mad cola. RC, the one with the mad, mad taste. RC!
KDWB Metro Weather.
They're not quite so cool tonight. Tomorrow, fair and warmer. Variable cloudiness tomorrow night. Good chance of an occasional thunder thing. Warmer tomorrow night. Right now, we've got 70 degrees. Tonight's low 55.
It's the dream of my life. She came to me in the autumn of my life.
Obviously, Bobby Goldsboro. Another one of them heavy hits, baby. The autumn of my life. Gonna be a gold record pretty soon.
Okay, baby. Hit the lakes. Surf like crazy. Then cop a few Z's and soak up some rays. Turn bronze and beautiful like the sun god or goddesses you've always wanted to be. How? With Johnson's Baby. Johnson's Baby Oil. The same great pure oil your mom probably used in your skin when you were just a mini kid. It gives you a faster, more natural tan than ever before. Because it has no sunscreens, like those high-priced lotions and creams. Johnson's doesn't screen out the sun. It attracts the sun. Turns you on to the bronze. Today, not tomorrow. In fact, the more you sun, the deeper you tan. So the longer you get to stay that way naturally. And does it ever baby your skin? No more that tight, scratchy, dry skin feeling. Not with Johnson's Baby Oil, baby. Come on, hit the sand and go bronze and beautiful. Turn on a tan with Johnson's. Right, baby? Right, baby.
NCC means a summer full of great drive-in movie entertainment. For Navarre Theater in Navarre on the shores of Lake Minnetonka.
C.
For Coon Rapids off Highway 10 in Coon Rapids.
C.
For the new Colonial on Olson Highway, minutes west of 494.
And this year, NCC Theaters have added a fourth member, 65 High, north of 694 on Central Avenue in Fridley.
Drive in for the finest motion picture entertainment at NCC and the 65 High.
Showing this week at the Navarre Drive-In on the shores of Lake Minnetonka and also at the Coon Rapids Drive-In off Highway 10 in Coon Rapids, George Peppard and the Carpetbaggers, and Steve McQueen and Nevada Smith. At the Colonial Drive-In on Olson Highway, minutes west of 494, Sidney Poitier and Academy Award-winning Kathleen Hepburn in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, plus Dean Martin and the Ambushers. At the 65 High Drive-In north of 694 and Central Avenue in Fridley, John Wayne and Dean Martin and the Sons of Katie Elder, plus Nick Adams and Fever Heat. Make it a great weekend at NCC and 65 High Drive-In Theater.
KDWB.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. Sky Violet.
Boss son of burden.
How high can you fly?
Eric and the Animals, baby.
You never.
All right.
Reach the sky.
It's a goodie and a half. Sky Pilot.
You never.
Four over seven and one half musical minutes. It's 6:48 on the Earl Al Trout, the third thing.
See, The Chicken That Conquered the World, starring Kentucky Fried Chicken and directed by Colonel Sanders. It's colossal. It's stupendous. Plus, it's pretty good eating. And it's produced with great taste in golden color. Buckets of pleasure, barrels of fun. That's Kentucky Fried Chicken, The Chicken That Conquered the World. It'll conquer your appetite. What a picture. Your family will eat it up. And it's now playing at 1728 Excelsior Boulevard in Hopkins. You know, there's the best of two worlds awaiting you in eating. The most modern, old-fashioned idea in town is Kentucky Fried Chicken. Modern with sudden two-minute service, old-fashioned taste, fresh, hot from the stove. You might say it's as old-fashioned as a rocking chair and as modern as today's rocker. Kentucky Fried Chicken, 1728 Excelsior Boulevard in Hopkins. Try it, will you?
How many millions of stars in the galaxy were watching? How many mortars and rockets and grenades were fired? How many infinities and eternities and hells did they live through? these men of the Green Berets. And how much did they have to say to each other when it was all written in their eyes?